everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will continue the truths about real estate. Truth number 8, spend less time in scarcity and more time in abundance. We will learn from Jeff the difference between scarcity mindset and abundance mindset. Now let's hear from Jeff Glover.
2 months ago or so now, when I decided to put out some things that I think people needed to really hear in this industry. And the reason for that is because there's so much today in this industry where people are talking about things you need to do to succeed and win big in this industry. And, a couple months ago or so, I made the decision that we need to tell the truth of what's happening in industry today, because most brokers and managers are not open to telling the truth about what's happening in the industry today. And I did some digging and gave a lot of thought to that. Why would a broker, manager, leader, or owner in the real estate industry not want to share the truth with their associates about what's happening in real estate today? Well, there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, because many broker, owner, managers just don't know what's going on or aren't aware of what's going on because they're not actually in production. And, you know, obviously you've been watching these videos or you've been following us or following Glover U. I'm sure you've heard me say a time or two, it's probably a broken record now, and that is that I'm on the ground every day. That's how I can speak to these topics. And so most broker, owner, managers aren't on the ground every day, so they don't actually know the truth. So when we decided to release this, we did it from a standpoint of, I think a lot of this stuff is not even talked about because people aren't on the ground doing this stuff and hearing what needs to be done in order to succeed in what's taking place in the market today. The second reason, and this one is the reality in a lot of cases, why brokers, managers, owners aren't sharing the truths of real estate today is because they don't want to make the agents upset. If they make the agents upset, then that means agents will quit. And if agents quit, then that means they have to get back on the phones and find more agents. So we decided to do the truths of real estate because most broker, owner, managers, or leaders of real estate teams or real estate companies are not willing to tell the truth because they don't want to offend their agents. They don't want to lose their agents, because if they lose their agents, they have to go find new ones. So instead, they just try to do everything they can to keep the ones they have happy, and let's not rock the boat. Let's not create any form of uncomfortable feeling or anything, and let's just hope we get through this. Sad reality is that's many of the industry today. Let's just hope we get through this. Let's hope that NAR or somebody else takes care of us or looks out for us for technology and disruptions and all this. Well, the truths of real estate today are out there because it needs to be said, it needs to be talked about, and I know a lot of broker owner managers aren't willing to have that hard conversation. So today's topic is one of my favorites. The truth of real estate today: spend more time in abundance and less time in scarcity, because it's very easy to get into the mentality of scarcity. Okay, so check that out. Spending time in abundance, more time in abundance, less time in scarcity. Well, you may recall I did a video, a Facebook Live, probably now 2 summers ago, I guess, 3 summers ago. And anyways, it was brought on because I was in a situation with somebody that I had looked up to, a mentor of mine, I thought was behaving or coming from a scarcity mentality. And so I'm not going to rehash that. I don't need to go back through that. But I want to revisit the information because I think it's one of the most important truths, actually, of all the truths that we're sharing. Because almost none of them matter unless you can get this part down. And it's unfortunate because we are in a real estate, we are in an industry where it's natural to be scarce. We're in an industry where it's natural to be worried. It's in sales in general, brings out a lot of scarce mentality. So today, for the next 15 minutes or so, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between scarcity and abundance. And of course, encourage you all to spend more time in abundance. Now, I want to give you an example, and here's what probably one of the more common examples that we see in the real estate industry, especially on real estate teams. Thanks, Brian. I'd love to come to the West Coast. Reach out to us afterwards. We'll see if we can get one set up for you. We do have a few dates open, and maybe in the spring. Okay, so I want to use this example because this one happens a lot in the real estate industry. Agents, especially on teams, are fearful that as the team grows, their amount of opportunities will shrink. Okay, that's a very, very common one in the real estate industry, especially on real estate teams. Well, wait a minute, if our team grows, if we go from 20 agents to 30 agents, or we go from 5 agents to 10 agents, then that means less for me. And the reality is that's actually false. It actually means more for you, and let me explain. Because, let's see, if a team grows and you go from 10 agents to 20 agents, or 5 to 10, or whatever that number is, then in theory, the agents that you have on the team are all going to be generating more business. And if they're generating more business, that's going to create more revenue. More revenue means more leads, more opportunities, more advertising, more marketing. So don't get in this mentality that, well, if the team is more successful and we grow, we add agents, then that means less for me. Very common thought from agents on teams. Now, of course, there are some teams that aren't run correctly where, yeah, that might actually be the case. But your best teams, they're going to take the revenue that they receive from the additional agents that were added and add more services, add more leads, add more opportunities. You see, even in our team at JGA, you could say, well, you know, when you went from 10 to 20, that might have meant less leads for a little bit. Yeah, but what if it led to more opportunities? What if it meant we could add leadership positions? What if it meant that we could take that extra revenue and do more advertising, which will increase your conversion ratio, which ultimately will put more money in your pocket, right? So it's not always this, oh, if the team grows, then that means less for me. You got to stop thinking that. And if you're an agent out there, whether you're with a brokerage, on a team, whatever, you can't have that mentality that as the team grows, that means less for me. No, as the team grows, that means more revenue and more resources to do more good, to add more services, to add more marketing, to add more leads, which in turn actually will impact your bottom line in a positive way. You know, the example I give all the time is when agents, especially again on teams, say, well, I'm bringing in all this business, you know, I'm really benefiting the company, but what is that doing for me? Well, you have to think of it. We have a term, self-generated business and company-generated business. When you do a self-generated deal, you understand that the revenue that comes into the company off of that self-generated deal already has a place in the company, an area that's going to do something beneficial for you. Whether it's going to add to marketing, whether it's going to add to services, whether it's going to add to more leads, whether it's going to add to more opportunities, that money is used to pump more resources out to the team. So when agents think, well, I'm bringing in all this business and the company's taking a certain percentage and what am I getting for that? Well, that all go. Every successful business has an allocation of their revenue. So of the percentage that the company receives, all of that income, right? The agent's income is usually a little greater on self-generated businesses, on self-generated business. So all of the income that's received to the company is already allocated. That's going to operations. That's going to marketing. That's going to leads. That's going to facility expenses, you know, keeping the lights on. All of the revenue that comes in is already allocated to something. So the more that an agent self-generates actually means the more opportunities later for a team or for a brokerage. All right, so I like using that example because I know it's very common for people to think, well, you know, as the team grows, and that means less for me. If the team grows, less for me. So it's hard for agents to get excited about growth because they think there's going to be less for them when the reality is, the best of the best teams, you almost won't feel a setback at all, and it will always be followed with additional opportunities, all right? Now, if a team doesn't necessarily get that, or if you're a part of a company or you're part of a team that doesn't believe in an abundant mentality, well, then maybe that's different, all right? Maybe you ought to look for something else. So let's talk a little bit about scarcity versus abundance, specifically in business in general, but in the real estate industry. So just as I explained, abundant minds believe there's plenty to go around. A scarcity mentality believes there will never be enough or that it may run out. All right, I just gave you a perfect example of that. Abundant mind believes that always going to be enough to go around. Everyone's going to be fed. Everyone's going to be taken care of. Scarcity believes it may run out or there may not be enough. An abundant mind believes there can be two winners in every situation. There is a such thing as win-win. Scarcity minds believes if there's a winner, there must be a loser. You see, if I win, then you're the loser. Or if I don't win, I'm a loser, you're the winner. No. An abundant person believes that there's a silver lining in every loss. An abundant person believes that there's some sort of win in every loss. An abundant mind believes that there's an opportunity for improvement or growth in every single loss, which in turn is a win. All right? An abundant mind believes that there can be two winners in every situation. An abundant mind also believes that you can give without receiving in return. Scarcity mind believes in order to give, you must get first. It's okay to give without receiving in return. Life is full circle. It's going to come back to you at some point in time, even if it's not right away. You don't have to wait for somebody to give you something in order to return the favor. You can be the one to start it. And oh, by the way, don't get mad if in a week or 2 weeks or a month or whatever, it doesn't come back to you in full swing. Life is full circle. It'll come back at some point. An abundant mind believes that you can never learn at all. Scarcity mind believes they know it all. There's nothing more to learn. An abundant person says, you know what? I've got to get to conferences. I got to meet people that are doing bigger and better things. I can't walk around with my chest pumped out like I got this thing all figured out. Scarcity mentality people do. Scarcity mentality think that they walk on water. They got it all figured out. Follow me. Here's why. No, no, no. An abundant person is always learning. They have actually carved out part of their week or part of their day that they're spending time learning, getting better. An abundant mind believes that when someone succeeds more than us, it's because they deserve it, right? How often do you see the success of somebody else and you think to yourself, you know what? Kudos for them. That's awesome. They deserve it. They work hard for it. Are you the type of person that does that? Or are you the type of person that says, yeah, well, you know, they must have cheated to win, or yeah, well, you know, they have no life and they must be miserable, or they're so out of balance, or yeah, well, you know, they must know people. They must have had a big budget or somebody that was in the family, right? An abundant mind believes that when someone succeeds more than us, they deserve it. Kudos to them. You understand that when you're happy for people, when they succeed, you're, number one, more likely to have more people happy for you when you succeed. And number two, you're more likely to have success. So stop thinking that when someone else succeeds, there's a reason or an excuse or a poor why behind that. All right? When someone else succeeds more than us, they deserve it. Be happy for them. An abundant mind believes that there's got to be a better way. Could we improve this? Could we do better with this? Could we make this more efficient? Could we have a better ROI? Scarcity mind believes this is proven, it works, there's no other way. An abundant mind believes loyalty and gratefulness are the ways you treat others. A scarcity mind believes, what can I gain from this person? We see this a lot in the real estate industry. How often do you show your gratefulness for those that have gone before you? How often are you mentioning your mentors and talking about people that helped you along the way? How often are you promoting others? How often are you showing gratefulness to be in the position that you're in? Or is your response, oh, I'm only here so I can get A, B, and C. I'm only doing this so I can get X, Y, and Z. Loyalty and gratefulness are the ways you treat others. And instead of, what can I gain from this person, which is what a scarcity mind might say. One of my favorites, especially in the real estate industry, oh my gosh, this needs to be talked about more and more. An abundant mind believes that net is what I take home and my time available for other things. My net is what I take home and my time available for other things. Scarcity mind believes net is my commission check, right? The scarcity mentality, or the rookie mentality even, if you will, is this is my check. This is what I made. You didn't make that. That was your check. That was your revenue. Okay, your net is what you take home after all your expenses. So stop looking at it. You know, agents will say, oh, I can go to this brokerage and I can get 10% more. I can get 100% split, or I can cap, or I can go do this. Okay, none of that matters. What matters is what you net. All right, at the end of the day, what does your tax return say? What is your taxable income? Right, I see agents all the time, you know, move from this company to that company, or this company, this team to that team, so they can get a better split or get a better deal. All right, well, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, it's about what you bring in minus your expenses gives you your taxable income. So, you know, I see agents from time to time, oh, I'm on a 80-20 until 20,000 or 15,000 or whatever, and then I go to 100%. Okay, great. Well, what is your taxable income? Well, I made 150,000 last year. Okay, what's your taxable income? 75,000. Okay, so you're on a 50-50 split with yourself. All right, so you can't look at net as your check and what you got and what the broker got and what the franchise got. You need to look at all your checks combined minus all your expenses, taxable income. That is the net. And by the way, net doesn't have to be money. Net is also time available for other things. Abundant mind believes they can have everything they want in life by being in business with the right people. Scarcity mind believes they have to create what they want in life themselves. An abundant person believes that they need somebody else to succeed. Did you hear that? An abundant person believes that they need someone else to succeed. A scarcity mentality says, I don't need anyone else. I can do it alone. All right. No one succeeds alone. Everyone has someone, right? They call it the wealth determiner. Everyone has someone that determines wealth for them. Okay. If you're a real estate agent, that's your clients. And everyone has someone that they determine wealth for. If you're a real estate agent, that would be your brokerage or the franchise. Choose your wealth determiners wisely. You're always going to be determining wealth for someone. The question is, how much is that person you're determining wealth for pouring into you? How much is that person you're determining wealth for care? How much is that person you're determining wealth for spend time with you and spend time pouring into you and making you better? All right? So think about your wealth determiners in life. It's okay if you have people that are making money off of you. That's the way it's supposed to work. Question would be, are they giving you everything you need to succeed? Think about your wealth determiner and the people that determine wealth for you. Abundant minds believe if they focus on what is working, they can get to the next level. Scarcity mind believes that they focus on what's not working and they become the victims. Oh my gosh, woe is me. You know, this it used to be like this. It was better when it was like this. Why are you focusing on things that you can't control or things that aren't working? You have to focus on what is working to get to the next level. Abundant minds believe that if they're not where they want to be in life, they need to change something about their habits. I love that one. An abundant mind believes if they're not where they want to be in life, they need to change something about their habits. Scarcity mind believes that it's always someone else's fault. It's got to be the environment. It's got to be the manager. It's got to be the drive. It's got to be the hours. It's got to be the traffic. An abundant person believes if they're not where they want to be in life, they need to change something about their habits. Scarcity mind believes that it's got to be somebody else's fault. It's the environment, it's my office mate, it's my neighbor, it's my broker, it's the manager, it's my commute. Scarcity believes that it's always someone else's fault. Abundant believes that it's their habits. Something's wrong with my habits if I'm not succeeding the way I want to succeed. Finally, an abundant person believes that change is good and without it, things would just get stale. Embrace change. Change is good, otherwise it would get stale. Scarcity mind believes that change is annoying and would rather complain about it. Change is good. That's part of having an abundant mentality in life. Scarcity mentality. Change is annoying. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, you know, we just changed something a month ago. I'm done. Why do we keep changing things? Change is good. Without it, things get stale. So I want you to spend some time going back and watch this video a few times, Scarcity versus Abundance. It applies to every single industry, all right? It very much applies to the real estate industry, but quite honestly, it applies to any business or any sales, all right? So go back, watch this a couple times, make notes. Finally, go get your tickets. That's in Orlando, Florida in January. Great time of the year to be there, January 6th, 7th, and 8th. We've got all of our speakers lined out. We're getting ready to release them. Those are all confirmed. 3 full days on building a massive database and adding value to get the most out of it. 3 days together, speakers from around the country, plus myself and things that we've done to make database our number one source of business. LiveUnrealSummit.com, or you can go to GloverU.com to get signed up for that. Other than that, I hope you got some value out of today. Let's decide to live this week in abundance. Abundance in all things, and let's have a good week. See you guys.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, stop thinking there's a reason or excuse when someone else succeeds. When someone else succeeds more than us, they deserve it. Be happy for them.